This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Live, we're at Anarchapulco, kicking off day number four of four wonderful days here in the sun and beaches of a world-class resort. We are at the Princess Resort in Acapulco, Mexico, surrounded by a couple thousand, I think. I haven't gotten the exact numbers from any of the organizers yet because they're just running left and right. There's always, you know, fires to put out if you're organizing one of these things, especially an event this size. Somebody didn't show up to speak. You got to fill in. Somebody's ticket wasn't where they thought it was. Or whatever. So at some point, I hope we'll get one of the organizers on. I did invite her, one of them over here to,
awesome.
To talk
I'd
to us.
I'd love to talk to one of them.
So when she, if she's got 10 minutes, and when I said 10 minutes, she was like, 10 minutes?
Right.
So we'll see.
Hoping.
We'll see if we can do that. We will make that happen. But it is Ian and Mark here in our remote studio and just, you know, meeting all kinds of folks. Some of the people we've talked to before, others we've never met before. And this is one of those folks. He's Kevin Shaw from Los Angeles. Hello, Kevin.
Hey, how's it going?
Welcome to Free Talk Live. I just met you just now. We were both talking with Lynn Ulbricht, who we will have on at some point here, probably maybe later today or tomorrow or whatever we can get her. But you were talking with her. You won a lawsuit, free speech, college campus. Set the scene. How did this thing start?
Yes, sir. Well, I was actually back in 2016. I was passing out copies of the U.S. Constitution in Spanish on my college campus to kind of protest the wall and all the nastiness around the election.
Okay.
And the campus basically threatened to have me removed. They said they were going to call the cops and have me physically removed.
Are
from
you
campus.
A student?
Yes, sir, I am. Yeah. And
I've been threatened to get thrown and thrown off of campuses before, but I'm not a student there.
And certainly over nothing as innocuous as passing out the Constitution. Like, we weren't Republicans or Democrats. We weren't trying to be mean. We
right.
were just
it's
trying.
The United States Constitution being passed out right. in the United States in an area that is probably
on a state-run campus, right? It's a state-funded
campus,
right?
It is. It's a public university. Yeah. And the worst part about it is they said, basically, in order to do this, I not only had to use a free speech zone, I had to sign a free speech permit, which was...
What?
Yeah, I had to carry a permit with me in order to speak.
That's not free speech.
Right.
I was born under this misguided, you know, belief that the whole country was a free speech zone. But on my campus, it's just a little rectangle.
Wow.
We will not have the United States Constitution passed out in Spanish.
Or at all.
This is ridiculous.
And I thought it was just nonsense, but basically I spent the last 2 years litigating against the Los Angeles Community College District, and finally we just...
So, whoa, slow down before we get to litigation.
Sure.
So they tell you, we're going to throw you off unless you do X, Y, and Z. Did you do X, Y, and Z? Did you get the permits, or did they throw you off? What happened there?
Well, I put up a little bit of a fight. I mean, I am a student, and I had tests to take that day, so I just respectfully, sir, you know, I'm not causing any trouble here. Why do I need to stop? I'm just, you know, exercising my rights.
Yep. Did you get video? Is
yes.
that video?
As a matter of fact, the whole encounter was on video, and we entered that as evidence. But they said, no, this is how we protect student rights. We don't want you out here advocating for anything dangerous, so we decide who gets to speak and in what time slots.
This is dangerous. Dangerous ideas in the Constitution, right?
Absolutely.
Okay, so
the Constitution was made by people with dangerous ideas.
So at that point you said, I respectfully disagree, but you went ahead and went to class and back down?
I went with them to sign the permit. I did what they wanted to, and I spent the next month and a half setting meetings with the dean. Like, can I see the laws that I'm expected to follow as a student? Where in the student code does it say I need to sign a free speech permit? They could not point to these rules. They're just, like, arbitrary.
Just arbitrary.
Yeah. Yeah, so it was after, like, 2 months we decided to go to a lawsuit.
But now who's we? You and...
I got help from a group called the Foundation for Individual Rights in Education.
Fire.
Yes, sir. Great people.
Greg Lukendorf.
Yeah. He writes Lukanoff or whatever. He writes a lot of
Maybe
great
I got
books.
It yeah, I'm close.
But they took on my case pro bono.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
So.
This is that's their mission, is to make sure that in this important place that's supposed to be full of ideas, which isn't anymore.
Nope.
College is no longer full of ideas. They now have a homogenous idea set that you will adopt or you will go away, is really their theory, that now, you know, the people can speak.
That's after this lawsuit, hopefully this will open things up for student expression on campus.
So it's still going, the lawsuit?
No, it's over now, but they only just struck down the policy. As a result of the lawsuit, they had to strike down the policy at the district level, and now each of the 9 schools in the district has to go through the process of removing these zones. So there's actually, like, bulldozers on campus right now.
Really?
Bulldozing free speech zones, yeah.
That's got to be satisfying.
I can't believe they had a real free speech, like the permanent free speech zone.
Exactly. And to your point about it being
you
satisfying.
You call those town square. the plaza or whatever.
Yeah, the whole campus. But it was satisfying in that I felt vindicated that there is now, you know, students who come after me are going to not be worried about political expression. But
for
they
now.
Spent
I'll come up with something else.
They spent hundreds of thousands of taxpayer dollars fighting me in court.
Oh, yeah.
God,
yeah.
Hundreds of thousands.
Wow.
It's bittersweet, man.
Yeah,
it's
no really, doubt.
It's really important to use people's hard-earned money to litigate this and this silly little point about whether or not you can hand out the United States Constitution.
On
campus.
Insane.
It's crazy.
Man.
This is what they do. There's no losing for these people because they're in the government.
Right.
That's what government means. The ability to sit, never, ever say you're sorry. They're not going to say they're sorry. They might bulldoze their free speech zone, but they will never come to you and say, you know what, we're sorry, and you should be able to hand out constitutions. They've got important points to prove, and they'll spend all of anybody's money, your parents' money or whatever, litigating that crap.
So 2 years, was this multiple courts? Did this go up a level, or where did this go to?
It was in federal court, and I actually I got the backing of Jeff Sessions, the Department of Justice. When he was still at the head of the Department of Justice, they wrote a long, scathing thing about how my school had no business curbing First Amendment rights.
Huh,
yeah.
Who knew he'd do something good?
And I was hoping one day that I could shake his hand and say, it looks like good people do smoke marijuana, Mr. Sessions.
But... That would have been hilarious. That would have been a great photo op.
He'd have called you a Wesley rabbit.
All right, so are you still going to the school, or are you done?
I just finished.
Okay.
I just finished.
Right.
Also bittersweet, because it's cool I won, but I also didn't get to do a lot of activism.
Well, you got
to create the soil upon which the activism will grow.
Yeah. Hopefully the ones that will come after me will do it.
Yeah, that's really cool, man. And you said you're involved with the libertarians out there in Los Angeles?
Yes, sir.
There are libertarians in Los Angeles.
There's
How
a few
that?
Of us.
How
yeah.
many? How many?
We got 30,000 registered libertarians in Los Angeles County.
How many show up to the meetings?
Just the really grumpy ones. Yeah.
How many?
At our county meetings, I say we get like between 30, 40 people.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
Not bad at all. We're from New Hampshire, by the way. So
oh,
there's
nice.
Like this whole migration. I don't know if you've heard about it. Libertarians from all around the United States are moving to one place. They're
Three
moving
state
to.
Russians.
That's one of
yeah.
them. Yep. That's what kind of started the migration. But there's also more of a decentralized movement now. There's two summer camping festivals that happen. There's the one the Free State Project puts on, which is called Pork Fest, the Porcupine Freedom Festival. And now there's Fork Fest, which happens 5 days before Pork Fest, which is decentralized. So there's no board of directors. There's no organizers. It's just you just do whatever it is you want to do. You create the things that you want other people to experience. So if you get a chance, I think you would enjoy. There's a really great group of liberty-minded folks out there in New Hampshire, many of whom have been have a long history of getting into it on college campuses.
The website is forkfest.party?
Forkfest.party is the website. And that is where you can go to learn more about it. It's coming up in June, I think the 13th through the 18th. I think that's those are the Fork Fest dates. And I'm not actually giving you that DVD, but it's Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree. If you love college campus activism, there's some really great segments in there from like 2012 where New Hampshire, of course, the first state in the, it's got the primary, right? The first primary.
Yeah.
So all these politicians come there, and we just targeted the hell out of these people on the college campuses, and it was so much fun. And we got it all on video. Derek J was arrested 5 times in a 1 year time frame for civil disobedience and non-cooperation. So it's a little taste of some of the things that have happened there. So I just say that because, you know, maybe you didn't know that. Maybe you didn't know that existed. And the movie's free to watch online at victimlesscrimespree.com. So was there anything else that we should have asked you that we didn't about your experience?
No, man. Now I kind of want to come visit you guys in New Hampshire.
You ought to, man, because you're missing out. Kevin Shaw, thanks for coming on Free Talk Live, man. Really appreciate it. Was this your first year at Anarchapulco?
Yes, sir, it was.
How are you liking it so far?
It's amazing. Most of my anarchist friends are in the Libertarian Party, so I wanted to commune more with folks who reject the political process entirely. So this is great.
This is the place.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. And there's a lot of them in the summertime at New Hampshire as well. So maybe we'll see you then.
Hell yeah.
All right. Ina Mark here in the studio at Acapulco. Beautiful location here on the Pacific Ocean. Mark, man, it's been a great weekend, hasn't it?
Yeah. The weather's been beautiful. The funny thing about Acapulco is basically the weather's the same.
Every day. All
every
year
day.
Long.
Year round. They get about 53 inches of rain per year.
Yep.
And
which isn't a lot.
The difference between summer and winter is about 6 degrees Fahrenheit.
That's it?
That's summer and winter. 6 degrees Fahrenheit is the deviation here.
It's amazing.
So, you can see why the Hollywood stars of yesteryear really found this to be a wonderful place. I guess it was King Edward from early in the 20th century who found this, and they're like, oh, this is wonderful. And, you know, then the rich and famous came here to enjoy the weather, and then, you know, that trickles down. And, you know, now it seems to be mostly people from Mexico who come to visit here.
We got more coming up. It's a great event. Lots of people to talk to still here at Free Talk Live at Anarch.
She's such a beautiful little puppy. I mean, we walk around the block, and neighbors always say, her hair is so beautiful.
Healthy and shiny and glossy. DinoVite.com.
Fatty acids, omega-3s, and omega-6s are great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
I would really recommend people starting their puppies on DinoVite before they get into what I would call the misery index. Bad skin, bad ears, bad breath.
Because if they're getting all their vitamins, micronutrients, microbials from the beginning, then you're not going to run into the problems associated with the allergies,
grass, pollen, dust, dirt, fleas, ticks, you name it, and the itching and shedding down the road.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
DinoVite for life.
This is Ed Lukasiewicz.
And Cindy Lukasiewicz.
Inviting you and your pets to DinoVite.
859-428-1000.
DinoVite.com.
Smart Cash is a peer-to-peer digital currency that is fast, secure, and easy to use. Smart Cash also features smart rewards, a price stabilization mechanism, and a way to encourage long-term holding. Long-term holders are key to the project's success. You can earn smart rewards on any address for which you hold the private keys, which holds at least 1,000 smart for 1 month and does not make any outgoing transactions during that time. Smart rewards are distributed every 47,500 blocks to all eligible addresses. Learn more at smartcash.cc.
You want to know the 37 items you must have to survive a crisis? Then I've got some good news for you. Former CIA officer and New York Times best-selling author Jason Hansen is now giving listeners a free copy of his book, The Escape Bag Blueprint, 37 Items You Must Have to Survive a Crisis. You can claim your copy at freeescapebook.com. Don't delay. Jason reveals the guns, knives, flashlights, and water filters that could save your life in an economic collapse or grid-down event. Get your free book today, freeescapebook.com. freeescapebook.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hello, I am looking for a special soul from the GCN audience to hire to come to East Ridge, Tennessee and take care of two peaceful, easygoing people, which are a sweet 95-year-old woman and her 60-year-old son. Terms would be free room and board, plus the use of all of our facilities here at home, in exchange for living with us and seeing to our needs. We must have someone that fits in well. We get along with most anybody and value those who like to do the same. We live in a suburb of the scenic city of Chattanooga, Tennessee. Please email Matt at peaceaboveall.net for additional information. Please include your informal resume stating your strengths and weaknesses and reasons you would make a dedicated caregiver. We would also offer to negotiate a nominal salary in addition to everything else. Again, please email M-A-T-T at peaceaboveall.net. Thanks for responding.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. We're at Anarchapulco 2019 on another beautiful day here. Day number four. Got all kinds of interesting folks to talk to, but I also want to let you know that Free Talk Live is brought to you by Bitcoin.com. Because if you are new to cryptocurrency, you're new to Bitcoin, then this is a great site to go to, even if you're not new. But if you're new, yeah, you definitely need to learn the basics. And Bitcoin.com has it. They've got a great Bitcoin Academy that you can go through. Go to Bitcoin.com to get started. You can also learn how to choose a Bitcoin wallet, buy your first Bitcoin or fraction of a Bitcoin, and find out where you can spend your Bitcoin. Plus, if you're not new, you can read the latest news headlines. Get the latest news for Bitcoin and the cryptocurrency world there over at Bitcoin.com. Plus, they've also got the Bitcoin Forum. Once again, it's Bitcoin.com. And not only are they bringing you Free Talk Live, but they're also bringing you this event, Anarchapulco.
True.
Bitcoin.com, major sponsor both last year and this year. It's great to be here. They got their Bitcoin booth babes out here, and everything's been great. So anyway, we're here, Ian and Mark, in our studio, and just talking with all kinds of interesting folks. Robert Allen is here from Bitcoin and Friends, BTCandFriends.com. It's a cartoon show that is not yet premiered, and we're going to get into that. You're premiering it actually here this weekend at Anarchapulco, but it won't be premiered on the full internet until March 1st. Is that
yeah,
right?
That's correct, March 1st.
But the website's up, BTCandFriends.com. So if people want to get the little teaser sizzle video, that's there, right?
We have a pitch video pitch on the video. The website. If you want to see the two-minute trailer, mm-hmm. go to our Twitter, and you'll see a YouTube video pinned to the top. It's BTC and Friends is the Twitter handle.
Very cool. So what's your story, Robert? I mean, how'd you end up getting into it? I see you're wearing a Bitcoin shirt here, Bitcoin and Friends, your own shirt, I presume.
Promoting the show, yes.
Yep. So how did you get into Bitcoin? What's your story?
So, well, I got into, libertarianism through Ron Paul, which many people did.
So many did.
Yeah, back in, 2007 during his campaign.
Oh, right.
And started to wake up to, a lot of issues in the economy and in the United States. Ended up working for Peter Schiff for a couple of years as a precious metals broker in New York. And
is that where you're from, New York?
No, but I moved there after college. I lived in New York for about 10 years.
Okay.
Yeah.
You poor man. I'm so sorry. We're from New Hampshire. So
I gotcha.
New York is like the least free state of all the 50 states by far. Like there's a chart called the Freedom in the 50 States. And so it's like 1 to 49. California's at 49. And then way down there's New York.
It's the Empire State for a reason.
So California, like one of the worst states.
Evil.
California would have to get way, way worse than it already is to even reach New York. So I always feel sorry for people that live there.
I believe it. Yeah, there's a reason I moved away, and I don't live there now.
Right.
So
you were in New York, working in Peter Schiff.
Yeah, so I worked there. And then I found out about Bitcoin actually originally at the Freedom Festival, Porcupine Freedom Fest in New Hampshire. In 2000, right. I think it was 11 when I went up there.
Yeah, well, we were all there together then.
Yeah.
We just didn't meet you.
Yeah, exactly. And unfortunately, I thought it was a weird scam project.
Really?
What was
the encounter? Because that was like 2011 was right around when like Roger Ver would have been there giving away Bitcoin, or Eric Voorhees from Shapeshift. Do you remember who you encountered and like what that was like for you?
I didn't have a lot of direct encounters with people with Bitcoin. I just remember seeing signs for it and hearing a little bit about it just kind of like murmuring.
Some buzz.
Yeah.
Some buzz.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think the reason I didn't take it seriously was that, obviously this problem with digital items is that they're typically not scarce. So digital scarcity was something that hadn't existed prior to Bitcoin. And I just couldn't imagine that problem had been solved, quite frankly. And also, when you work in precious metals, I guess I had kind of, drank the Kool-Aid and had this idea that a lot of people do. Peter Schiff still believes and will say that, money has to be backed.
Yep.
Buy something
that was one
physical.
Of our first objections.
Yeah.
I mean, when we first sat down with Gavin Andreessen, when he took us out, one of the original Bitcoin programmers, took us out for lunch in Keene, New Hampshire, where we're from, my first objection was, well, what's it backed by? Because we were into gold and silver a lot at that time, and I just, we didn't know. And I think the best answer I've ever heard to that question is it's backed by the network.
Yeah.
The fact that this crypto, secure network, decentralized, distributed, global, fast. This is valuable,
okay? Yep.
And this is what backs the Bitcoin network, is what it is. That's what's valuable about
it. Because you can move it. It's a payment
system. It does what
system.
It says it's going to do.
Right, that's what it's going to do.
But I would also add to that, too, that ironically, I believe it's Murray Rothbard said that, value is subjective. And, sure, and, sure. and if you really take a deep dive into, you know, exploring that topic and you have, I guess, clear thinking, I think you have to arrive at that conclusion. And so, therefore, if value is subjective, then there's no reason why a digital item cannot have value. Because mm-hmm. money really is a kind of a shared hallucination in many respects. So I found Bitcoin. I ended up quitting Euro Pacific Metals, mm-hmm. Actually now called Shift Gold. Great company, great team. No bad blood, but just felt like I needed to move on. Yep. And so then I founded my company, which I'm still running today, called CoinCube, which is a crypto index investment automation software platform. So basically, you can connect exchanges. It'll automate a portfolio for you. And I've been doing that for a few years. And then my younger brother actually has been working in film production for, 5, 6, 7 years now. Mm-hmm. And, we started just chatting back and forth about ideas for new projects. And I'd really been encouraging him to look at something more of like a series as opposed to movies, because we've seen, serial projects tend to do really well these days.
They're more viral. They're shorter.
Yeah. And so, back and forth, and we finally thought, why don't we do something with crypto? And so he took that idea and ran with it, and has written up. We've outlined an entire season. I'd say it's about half written at this point. We're really thrilled about it. It's really a lot of fun. And basically, it's if you take a show kind of like South Park. And you marry that to the crypto, economy and the history of Bitcoin. That should give you a sense of what it's going to be like.
When you say like South Park, do you mean the animation style or crass?
I mean the sort of adult humor for adults. It's not a
kid's show.
It's not a kid's show.
Okay.
It is a cartoon.
Yep.
The animation style is more. Kind of more old school. It's almost more like if you remember those old Schoolhouse Rock cartoons.
Yeah, who doesn't remember those? Right.
So it's kind of more that style of animation.
But not for kids.
And fewer bluesy songs?
We are going to have...
Is there musical accompaniment?
We're going to do some musical type stuff similar to South Park as well. I do dabble in music, and so, yeah, we'll have some fun with that.
If a song's catchy, it'll make a big difference, that's for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. So the show is Bitcoin and Friends, the website btcandfriends.com. That's where you'll be able to see it. Is it going to be a YouTube thing, or what platforms are you going to put it on?
Yeah, we're going to launch it on YouTube to start. This is self-funded, and we're looking at spending around $30,000-$40,000 per episode.
Wow.
Mostly the animation cost is where that's coming from. So we'll just see how it goes. We really hope that the community will kind of rally around and support. Hopefully people really enjoy it. And we're going to be looking for corporate sponsors, so hopefully we'll find some crypto companies that want to get their name out, and it should be a good win-win situation.
Awesome. Congratulations on that. I'm excited to see it. Robert Allen, thank you for coming on Free Talk Live with us here at Anarchapulco.
Thanks, gentlemen.
Much appreciated.
Appreciate
we got
it.
More on the way here. We're in the beautiful Princess Hotel in Acapulco, Mexico for Anarchapulco 2019. We got more coming up. And join us online over at freetalklive.com, the Discord server, which we haven't mentioned at all this weekend. Discord.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The first lawsuit has been filed against President Trump's national emergency declaration. Republican Congressman Jim Jordan of Ohio tells ABC's This Week that GOP lawmakers need to support the president.
Republicans who are criticizing the president for wanting to do this executive order, the same kind of Republicans who just a year ago didn't want us to debate and push for the wall funding when we had the majority in both the House and the Senate. Back after Chuck Schumer had shut down the government because he said amnesty was more important than funding the government, and we had the big omnibus spending bill. That's when we should have done this.
State Department spokeswoman Heather Nauert is no longer in the running for UN ambassador. Some reports say she employed an illegal immigrant as a nanny about 10 years ago. Also, some senators were not supportive of her possible nomination because of her lack of foreign policy experience. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. We're here at Anarchapulco 2019. Ian and Mark in our remote studios talking with a variety of folks. Some of the people who are just attendees, others who are speakers at the event. And that is where we're going to next with Charlie Robinson. Charlie, you spoke at the TDV Summit, which is more of a monetary thing that actually happens the day, 2 days before Anarchapulco, but you're here throughout the weekend, and you're also an author of The Octopus of Global Control, with a very creepy front cover here. The United States flag is kind of the background, and it's all like it looks like it's the ground of the desert, all dried, cracked up, and then there's this logo with an octopus coming over the back of the globe with its tentacles everywhere. What's your story, and how'd you end up writing a book?
So the story behind the logo, actually, the octopus is normally yellow, and it came from the logo that the National Reconnaissance Office used.
It's a federal government thing, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah,
it was familiar. On a spy satellite that they launched, and the way my logo is set up, it says the octopus across the top, and it says of global control on the bottom, but on the spy satellite, it says nothing is beyond our reach. And
creepy.
They launched that. Yeah,
theirs might be creepier, yeah.
So I did a play on that. I switched up the colors a little bit, but the idea of the octopus strangling the planet is a metaphor. I didn't invent it, of course. it's been around for a long, long time. We have Danny Casalero's Octopus book. We've got John Francis Hyland, the mayor of New York City in 1922, referring to the giant Rockefeller octopus that is strangling the planet and corrupting all levels of government. So it's nothing new symbology-wise that I've brought up. I just sort of brought it to the forefront. And what I did with the book was, it came out of a conversation I had on a Thanksgiving dinner where you bring up 9/11 and the table turns on you and you're like, what have I done? And so my feeling was, you know, I've got these family members looking at me like, who are you? You're no expert. How do you know? What are you talking about? Controlled demolition of the trade centers and things like, are you a structural engineer? No, of course I'm not. So what my feeling was, you might not know, you might not believe me, you might think I'm out of my mind, but what if you were to hear the words from other people that you respect? What if you were to hear General Wesley Clark talking about how we were going to go invade 7 countries in 5 years? What if you heard Richard Gage, who isn't an engineer, talk about how it's mathematically and scientifically impossible for jet fuel to melt steel? Would it matter to you then? Would these stories, would these, you know, this example of what I'm talking about with 9/11, would it change your opinion if you heard it not from me, but from somebody else? And, of course, the answer is, well, yeah, it would strengthen the case a little bit. So what I did with the book is I brought in quotes from over 500 different people that had had some sort of role in some of the most important events in the world. Because, you know, we never hear these things on the nightly news. You never hear David Rockefeller talk about it at Bilderberg, thanking the media for keeping their silence, that we would never be able to impose our one world government without your cooperation and your agreement to stay silent. Well, that's kind of an interesting thing to hear.
Now, do you really think that it's going to a one-world government? Because
that sounds crazy to me.
This is something that conspiracy theorists have been touting for decades. You know,
we got more countries now rather than fewer.
Right, and it seems to me like these government goons, they all don't all get along well. So, like, what's the odds that that's going to turn into a one-world government? Seems unbelievable.
Well, it's incremental, of course. So they don't. Although they do have meetings where they get together and discuss their plan, essentially they don't. Those meetings are a bit unnecessary because the people that are in control understand what benefits them. They don't have to get together and say, this is in my best interest that I control the money supply or that I start wars or that I balkanize the Middle East so that things are easier to control for us. So yeah, you have to respect their ability to play a very long game. It's not going to happen overnight. It's incremental.
Mm-hmm.
And the removal of sovereign boundaries is definitely something that they're pushing for. We saw that as they're trying to combine Europe into the EU. They did that. They would like to do that with as many regions as they could to make it easier to control, to centralize the power structure. So that's really nothing new. This has been going on for hundreds and hundreds of years, maybe.
It happened
even
in the United States, right? Like, there were 50 states with, a state as an organization has sovereignty. And now there's basically one state, and that's the, Washington, D.C., and we all do what they say.
Right.
They control basically everything in your state, and if they don't control it, it's simply at their pleasure.
Yep.
They can change that any time, and they will, and they do it all the time. So there's a homogeny there. I also can see that, that Washington, D.C. has a huge amount of power around the world. I was in Belize a couple of years ago. I saw the United States flag on their check-in and check-out desk where you get your passport stamped. The U.S. flag was there. It said, donated by the United States State Department. And so what I would presume from that is that Belize really doesn't care whether or not they stamp this little book that the United States State Department does.
Oh, yeah. Mm. Yeah, for sure. I mean, we're seeing that he who has the gold makes the rules. The United States prints currency out of thin air, as we know, and they use that money to buy off influence and leverage people and push countries. And, for me, the awakening moment was when I read John Perkins' book, Confessions of an Economic Hitman, and part of what that book talked about was he explained how when he worked for a company called Maine, which is no longer around, but it's the equivalent of a Halliburton or Bechtel, multinational engineering firm, they would go to, they would approach countries like Ecuador and say, you know, you have a great situation where we could build a hydroelectric power plant. It would generate electricity. It'll generate revenue. This electricity will power lights in your villages. Your children will learn to read at night. Everything will be great. It'll throw off all of this revenue. It'll more than pay for itself, and then you guys will be welcomed into the first world. Well, that's not exactly how it goes. It was a debt trap. The IMF and World Bank loaned them the money, but they did it, it was never going to pencil out. It was a mathematical impossibility, and so after a couple years, Ecuador gets themselves behind in their payments, and like any good loan shark, the United States or the World Bank and IMF go approach them and say, you know, you owe us a lot of money. And we want it, so why don't you privatize your lumber industry and sell it to our buddies? Or why don't you allow us to build a military base in your country, or vote our way in a UN resolution? So I read this book in 2007, and it woke me up to the fact that these banking institutions are used to enslave countries, not militarily, but financially, which can be even more
more controlling
and even more
resentment.
For sure. I propose that there are 8 tentacles of control, and I think most people believe that the military is the most dangerous. I disagree. I think it's the banking. I think the banking industry is the most dangerous. It's been enslaving humanity for years and years. We're here at
You can do it without pointing a gun at anybody. Yeah, right?
Absolutely, and people don't even know they're being enslaved, which is the best way to control people.
Yeah.
So it's military and banking. What are the other 6 tentacles of this octopus?
Media, scientific, covert. Covert's a big one. Spiritual. So I mean, it's not to say that there are only 8. Believe me, there are plenty of ways to enslave humanity. But
your premise is an octopus, so you used 8.
Yeah, I used 8. Exactly. Had there been a 9 tentacled octopus, I would have found a 9th one. So
I'm kind of on the fence on this media one. I've been working in media for most of my adult life, as has Ian, and we've never been invited to the meeting. You know, whatever the meeting is, no one's ever invited us. Now, admittedly, we're not the biggest talk show in America. I mean, 200 radio stations. We're not messing around either.
194.
Yeah, maybe the Bilderbergers have a cutoff level at 200, or maybe they just realized that inviting us would be a bad idea. I don't have any idea, and I don't know if it's the Bilderbergers. I don't know. This is just a term that I'm throwing out. But at the same time, I remember when Rush Limbaugh did this montage of the word gravitas. So this was, it had to have been a decade ago. Go look for it on YouTube. It's awesome. Just Rush Limbaugh, the word gravitas. And he's
where all the news anchors are saying it, you mean?
And then what he does is in just like 2 days' time, he takes all these news anchors. It has to be 36 news anchors.
Mm-hmm.
And he just has them say, gravitas, 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 gravitas. Like, how in the world would these people manage? I mean, somebody gave them some notes, and they said, well, I like this word, gravitas. This is nice. And they said it. There's no way to get around that. However, like I said, I've never seen the meeting. So I'm curious about all this. What do you think?
Hold on. Before you answer that question, stick with us. We're going to bring you on for another segment here in moments. You can answer Mark's question. We'll have time.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help. Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite. Pick up 2 bottles of LicoChops. Get the 3rd bottle free. New improved LicoChops with omega-6, omega-3, vitamin E, and now 6 extra direct-fed microbials. Even better for the digestive tract and immune system. And dogs love it. Try LicoChops. Buy 2, get 1 free. This is Henry Lukasevic for Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
Are you a cryptocurrency advocate? The Crypto Tip is the ideal outreach tool to help new people discover cryptocurrency. It's a printable business card size tip that you can give to service providers, preferably in addition to a good cash tip. When the server scans the QR code, it'll bring up an explanation of cryptocurrency, how to install a wallet, and allow them to claim the tip. If they don't claim the crypto, you get your tip refunded to you after a time period you specify. Plus, if they do claim the tip, you get an email alert. Create as many tips as you want at cryptotip.org. That's cryptotip.org.
Hello. I am looking for a special soul from the GCN audience to hire to come to East Ridge, Tennessee and take care of 2 peaceful, easygoing people, which are a sweet 95-year-old woman and her 60-year-old son. Terms would be free room and board, plus the use of all of our facilities here at home, in exchange for living with us and seeing to our needs. We must have someone that fits in well. We get along with most anybody and value those who like to do the same.
We live in a suburb of the scenic city of Chattanooga, Tennessee. Please email Matt at peaceaboveall.net for additional information. Please include your informal resume stating your strengths and weaknesses and reasons you would make a dedicated caregiver. We would also offer to negotiate a nominal salary in addition to everything else. Again, please email M-A-T-T at peaceaboveall.net. Thanks for responding.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com. The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, Andrew Capulco 2019, brought to you by Liberty.menu. If you are an individual who rejects the initiation of force and agrees to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle, then you qualify to be on Liberty.menu. It's a tool for the libertarian, voluntarist, anarchist community, people that care about freedom. You ought to be there. It's basically a free business directory that lists your business, or maybe if you're a content creator or an events coordinator, whatever it is that you do that you think other Liberty-minded folks might be interested in, you put it up there, and then they'll find out about it. Hopefully, go to Liberty.menu to check it out. It's super easy to use, and it's free to do it. So we can't give you a discount because it's free. Liberty.menu. Head on over there and get started. You can use code FTL, and that'll get you a special listener badge. Liberty.menu. It's Ian and Mark here at our beautiful studios. Always catching a nice breeze off of the ocean here at the Princess Resort in Acapulco, Mexico. All kinds of interesting folks around that we can talk to here. And we've got Charlie Robinson. He's an author of The Octopus of Global Control. Now, we were talking about the eight tentacles of the octopus, and one of them you mentioned was media. And Mark, You were quibbling on this and explaining that, you know, we've been in media for a long time. Nobody has ever tantalized us with the promise of money, because we don't make a whole lot of money.
No, it'd be wonderful. Where's that check from the Bilderbergers?
The promise of power, the promise of more stations. You know, we got 194 stations, and all of them we earned by going out calling, you know, making cold calls, basically, to these radio stations, some of whom are, you know, Clear Channel, or what was known as Clear Channel, now iHeartMedia, Cumulus. So we're on some of the big ones out there.
Right. And I'm told that the globalists hate this idea of illegal immigration, and or no, that they're all for the illegal immigration, and that you know, since Free Talk Live does in fact take the position that free people should be able to cross the borders of free countries freely, you'd think they'd be right looking for us. Like,
Where's our check? Where's our check?
Here's the globalist community. So, yeah, please, if you'd explain to me about this media, the media complicity.
Well, you need to be a member of the Council on Foreign Relations if you want to start getting those big checks. But then again, you're going to have talking points like we talked about with the term that you're saying over and over again that comes out of nowhere. What was the term?
Bilbergers? No?
No, the one that you just said.
I don't know. You tell me.
that Rush Limbaugh was talking about.
Gravitas.
Gravitas. Yeah.
If you look for YouTube, you go search Rush Limbaugh Gravitas, you'll see this amazing montage of news anchors that just keep saying the same word over and over again. Yeah. And they must have got a memo.
They had to have gotten it at the Council on Foreign Relations meeting. Much like when you see the Sinclair Media video that went out over the last, you know, a couple months ago, where you know 200 local news anchors are saying, repeating the same prepackaged talking points, the same script about how fake news is destroying it, without having the understanding that by having everybody read the same script, they are in fact the epitome of fake news. They don't even realize it. They're so unaware of what they've become. So it's, you know, that the media is dangerous. The media is so dangerous because, you know, our parents grew up trusting Dan Rather or Tom Brokaw. You know, they their default setting was trust until you hear something that is a lie. So they, these days, I mean, I don't even believe them when they tell me what the weather is. I'm so you know, distrustful of anything that I hear in the corporate media.
Don't surveys show that Americans are becoming much less trustful of the things the media says? Isn't that a change that we're starting to see?
I feel that.
Yeah.
You never know with the surveys who's doing it, but I don't know why they would put out a survey saying that, but I think the answer is yes. We're at Anarchapulco in the Dollar Vigilante Summit, and I will tell you that I don't think anybody here is a fan of the corporate media. I think they understand the scam and the game. And, you know, we've got Dr. Sherry Tenpenny is going to be speaking in a couple minutes here about vaccines. And, you know, we watch people like Cheryl Atkinson get thrown off of CBS for talking about vaccines. Well, I wonder why. Because when you go to commercial on the nightly news, every other commercial is from a pharmaceutical company. So you're never going to get some anchor that's going to do some in-depth story on how vaccines may not be what they seem, because you have the CEO of Merck showing up in the president of NBC's office the next morning threatening to pull $1 billion worth of advertising. So you're going to have these issues where if you're looking to the corporate media to get the truth, you have to understand that there's so much money involved in it that they can't give you the truth, even if they want to. And it's not to say that every news anchor is a horrible, soulless robot. Most of them probably are, but maybe not all of them. There might be some people in there thinking... Ben Swan got kicked off. Ben Swan is most definitely not a soulless robot. Right. He's a phenomenal human being,
plug on him.
They said, you got to get up. You're talking way too much truth there, Ben, so you got to go. But that's what you get here. For people that aren't here this year, think about coming next year. There's a lot going on. It's just education. I'm here. I know nothing about cryptocurrencies. I'm going to learn about cryptocurrencies.
Oh, you're in the right place. Yeah,
I am in the right place. There's a lot going on, so it's educational for me.
One of the things I don't sort of ascribe to is the notion that there's one overarching organization that runs the whole world. It seems to me unlikely that one organization would have somehow beat out the other organizations. Surely the world was fractionalized when there's a lack of communications. There must be a Chinese triumvirate, a European one, an African, whatever they might have been. Seems unlikely that there's just one left. I mean, why is it that we believe, in many cases in the liberty movement or in the conspiracy theory movement, that we know what these people believe when there must be more than one of them and they must believe different things?
Well, there is definitely more than one of them. I watched David Icke last night, or he was talking about how the left-right paradigm, with George Soros being on the left, Sheldon Adelson being on the right, and they portray these two people as being dissimilar in terms of what their interests are. I think they're very similar, but they're set up up in a way that they divide you into left right. There are many agendas going on. The core, and like you said, there are a lot of groups vying for control, but the one thing that they all have in common is that they want to centralize power as much as they can in their own hands.
Absolutely.
They want
true.
To take control of the money system. They want to control your mind. They want to control what you believe. And they want to keep you dumbed down and focused, you know, on the plantation, working away,
right.
Never organizing yourself to realize, you know, they want the slaves fighting with each other and not looking at the
They're
master.
Very good at that.
They're very good at that. And we have to take a, you know, we have to acknowledge our role in that. We have to take a little bit more responsibility for our actions and acknowledge that we play a part in this, and waking up and being more aware of your situations is essential. For me, you know, it happened in 2007 when I read John Perkins' book, Confessions of an Economic Hitman. It woke me up, and then a couple years later, after I had discovered some brand new conspiracy that I was excited about, telling my mother about it, who seems to be one of the few people in my life that was open to listening, she asked me a very simple question, and that was, you've got all this information. What are you going to do with it? And it had never crossed my mind that I had to do anything with it. Hmm. And so I quietly...
So what am I going to do with it?
I wrote a book. That's what I did. It took me a while. I wrote it in secret. I literally wrote it in the middle of the night. I didn't tell anybody. When the first shipment of books came to the door and my wife opened the box, she saw the book.
Your wife didn't even know.
She saw the book, and she threw me out of the house for 2 days. And I tried... I don't have a secret... double life. I don't have another family in Utah or anything. I mean, you should be happy that I only wrote a book. She did not see it that way, but she'd warmed to the idea of it now, and now here I am as a speaker here and getting a chance to meet other people. So, you know, I felt like I wanted to know, you know, I wanted to figure out what it was I could do to help. I felt an obligation. I felt like if I knew this information, if I'd come across this, it had, you know, and I feel that it's important, and I did nothing about it, I would feel...
You have to blame yourself then.
I would feel that I was in part contributing to the problem by not making people aware of it. So
inaction is a choice, and it's not a good one.
It is, and so I wrote a book. In some cases, you guys have radio show. You know, that's your thing. Jeff Berwick
does the Anarchast.
And
the Anarchapulco,
which is back on LRN.FM. By the way, there was a technical difficulty that had been preventing that from being on for like a year, and finally fixed. It
fixed.
Yeah, so Anarchast is back.
I did his show a couple months ago. It was fantastic, and now I'm here. And so, you know, so whatever it is, if you're in your life, if you've come across this information, you feel it's important, do what you can. Talk to your friends. Talk to your kids. Talk to your parents. Talk to whoever you can. Yes, people are going to think that you're a bit screwy, and that's okay. But that's how it always starts. People always think you're crazy when you talk about something non-conventional like this. But just because it sounds a bit crazy doesn't mean it isn't true.
The good news is the money thing, which is one of the tentacles, right? Money and banking.
Yes.
Cryptocurrency is a game changer for that.
It certainly is.
And I don't know how deep you've gotten into it yet, but we've been into it for a while. So if you've got any questions, feel free to to hit us up with those off the air here in a little bit. Folks can go and learn more about your book, Charlie. It's Charlie Robinson. The book is The Octopus of Global Control. That's the website as well, right?
That's the website. The book is available on Amazon and BarnesandNoble.com. I encourage you to buy it, because these ayahuasca sessions are not going to pay for themselves.
Oh, God, the ayahuasca, which I have not tried, by the way, but I've heard really good reviews. Like, I was surprised that it went as well as it did for people, considering that they were in a group with people.
Was
they
it the vomiting like this?
I didn't do it, but he did. We don't have time to talk about it right now. More coming up from Anarchapulco.
Hello. I am looking for a special soul from the GCN audience to hire to come to East Ridge, Tennessee and take care of two peaceful, easygoing people, which are a sweet 95-year-old woman and her 60-year-old son. Terms would be free room and board, plus the use of all of our facilities here at home, in exchange for living with us and seeing to our needs. We must have someone that fits in well. We get along with most anybody and value those who like to do the same. We live in a suburb of the scenic city of Chattanooga, Tennessee. Please email Matt at peaceaboveall.net for additional information. Please include your informal resume stating your strengths and weaknesses and reasons you would make a dedicated caregiver. We would also offer to negotiate a nominal salary in addition to everything else. Again, please email M-A-T-T at peaceaboveall.net. Thanks for responding.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets. 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.